This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And welcome to another edition of What's on Your Mind. My name is Scott Hannon. Glad to have you along on the program today. Todd is off. It's Tuesday. Tuesday's Todd Day. He just gets to, you know, help carry around the house, do the dishes, mow the lawn, the whole thing. Works like a dog every other day, so Tuesday's his day off. Kevin Flynn is here, however.
Kind of like his Saturday or something.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's the way it works out sometimes.
Grab a pen if you don't have our telephone number in your favorites on your phone. I want to change that, so I'm going to give you the number nice and slow. So you get a pen, okay? And then we'll do that. We have a whole hour to talk about whatever it is you want to talk about this hour. You decide what we're going to talk about. Of course, I have things on my mind. I promised I'd tell you about Rapid City, Mount Rushmore, visit of the president, and others. I will on the program this hour. We're going to talk about another ridiculous decision by another judge, this one from the Obama administration, James Boasberg. You know, folks, it is just crazy. There's some things you probably don't even know or have forgotten about the whole Dakota Access Pipeline thing. I'm going to talk a little bit about that today as well. And we could talk about anything else that you'd like to talk about. There's one other thing I wanted to talk about, and now it's escaping me. But I guess the latest insanity on the COVID shaming. Oh, my gosh. So quick fact check on COVID. We'll get you that as well today on the program, okay? We're brought to you by MyPillow. Mike Lindell was with us in Rapid City. How about this? It was, I'm going to guess, 92 degrees, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, Main Street Square. A lot of people there hiding under, you know, shady trees, but about 50 of the most hardy went right out in front of the stage because they wanted to get up close and personal to Mike Lindell. And guess what Mike was wearing? A suit! He was wearing a suit. You can't even believe it. I talked to him yesterday, actually, like, he said, yeah, I probably should have worn a suit. Otherwise, it was great.
Well, you don't have any MyPillow golf shirts or anything?
He had a suit on. Wow! No tie, but he did have a suit. He's just a, you know, just the kind of guy that doesn't matter. Jack Brewer too was fantastic, so it was that was a lot of fun. But anyway, speaking of MyPillow, I'm looking right now at beach blankets and beach towels. 100% Giza Egyptian cotton. So this is the cotton that they use for the Giza Dream Sheets that Mike scoured the world to find the best cotton. Actually, found it in the Mediterranean. The Giza Egyptian cotton, 100%, extremely durable. This is not one of these flags that's going to, towels rather, that's going to flag and fall apart and all the ends are going to go goofy on you at all. The beach, the pool, the bath, whatever, machine washable and dryable. And it is right now, well, get a load of this. The beach blanket is like 40 by 78, right? $40 the price normally. It's $24.99 right now when you use promo code Scott at MyPillow.com. Or the beach towels, 36 by 70, that's $29.99 normally. Now it's $19.99. So these are good, good towels. You know, some of these at the department stores you'd pay $100 for. Big beach blanket like that, made like that. So that's great. The towels are back, too, by the way. They have six-piece towel sets. Buy one, get one. Neck pillows, duvet covers, go-anywhere pillows. Use the promo code SCOTT at checkout or call them at 800-506-9028. Bring you this hour of the program. Okay, one other little dilemma. I have some things to give away here today on the program. I have some Bully Pulpit 18-hole rounds of golf vouchers. I have Medora Musicals. I have My Pillows. You can take your pick, whichever of those you'd rather have. Four-pack of golfers out at Bully Pulpit. By the way, that's about $110 value per round, and it's worth it if you've ever been to Bully Pulpit. The musical's getting rave reviews. Fantastic. That's a $68 ticket. Got four of those. And, of course, the MyPillow, a great prize in and of itself. Now, how do you get the prize? Well, you have participated in the past on several occasions where I ask you for a favor and say, tell me, no, rather, show me where you're listening, what you're doing. Okay, so whatever it is you're doing, send me a little selfie. We get hundreds of them every time we do it, and we love it. One of these days, I want to plaster the wall with them because it's just fantastic. It helps me see you where you are and know, you know, who I'm talking to. Love it. Well, we're going to go a step further on this one, and I need your help because I'm so darn excited about the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library because I love presidential libraries. I happen to hate the name library for a presidential library because library makes you think you're going there to, you know, check out books like you do at your local library, maybe, you know, use a computer or something. That's not how it works at a presidential library. A presidential library is essentially the storytelling apparatus of a presidency. You do that with a museum where all these exhibits are there, or actual things that Teddy Roosevelt owned as an example, or various things from the White House, maybe a pair of shoes he had, maybe whatever. I mean, really amazing stuff. Not like just kind of a, what's the word? You know, a kind of hokey museum, right? We've all been to a hokey museum.
Cheesy.
Or, you know, cheesy, right, yeah. Exactly. This is just like, you can't get enough of it. You can't get enough of it. And I've been to, I think it's 19 of them now. I've been to about 15 of the 19 presidential libraries. Reagan's in Simi Valley, California several times. George W. Bush's in Dallas, which is really nice. JFK's in Massachusetts. About 19 of these around the country. Well, the Teddy Roosevelt Presidential Library is coming to North Dakota. They're in the middle of fundraising for this, getting a lot of really good support. And I don't know how to describe it. I can tell you how much I love Teddy Roosevelt. I read or am reading Martha McSally's book, first female fighter pilot in the armed forces and now a U.S. senator from Arizona. And she's talking in her book about being in the arena and quoting Teddy Roosevelt. I'm mowing the lawn last night while listening to this, and the hair on the back of my neck is standing up when I hear in the arena. Mostly because, folks, I could read it right now and tell you we need to be in the arena. If we're not in the arena, America as we know it may cease to exist. If we want to keep America free, and that's not like a campaign slogan, that is a recognition of what is playing out in this country right now. And then you read Teddy Roosevelt in the arena, his words about being in the arena and how it doesn't matter what the critic says, doesn't matter. You get in that arena and you're going to fail and you're going to succeed, but you're going to be there. Oh, my gosh. There's so much wisdom from Teddy Roosevelt. And the fact that we have the opportunity to have his library in the Theodore Roosevelt National Park, only one of its kind in the country, in the world, where a park named after a president hosts his presidential library. Incredible. So, here's my questions. Here's what I need you to put me into words. What do you love about Teddy Roosevelt? And what does it mean to you, to North Dakota, to have the Teddy Roosevelt Presidential Library here? What do you love about Teddy? What does it mean to have the library here? Now, if you send me a short video, maybe 30 seconds, I'm going to call you later and say, what do you want? My pillow? You want a bully pulpit golf course? Round of golf? That's $400 value. You want four tickets to the musical? That's like, $280. This is almost $300 value. And I'll make it a couple of my pillows just so the value gets close. How about that? So send me a short video. You know how to do that. Now I can see you where you are listening to the program, and you can answer those questions, what you love about Teddy Roosevelt, what you love about the idea, what it'll mean to the state to have the Teddy Roosevelt Presidential Library here in the park. Send that video, and I'll call you after the show and ask you what you want to win. 701-367-2054. How about that? How about that? All right. I got a little travel log here for you. I got to hook up the projector. Can you help with the screen? Kevin, I want to get the slideshow going here.
Yep.
We'll do that in a moment, but first Tim is waiting to weigh in. He's driving right now. Tim, what's on your mind?
Well, good luck with your Theodore Roosevelt deal there. I'm not a big fan. He was a progressive person, so I'm not a big fan of his. I was more of a fan of Calvin Coolidge. But
you want to rip down his statue, Tim? Teddy Roosevelt's statue because he was a progressive?
I'm totally against all of this.
All right. Then what's the difference?
Call is about. I don't guess I'll be going to any of these states or cities or any place like this that does all this stuff. I won't be buying any sport tickets for any sport events. I don't buy the movies. I don't watch their movies. I won't have anything to do with any of these people that disrespect the country and disrespect the flag and especially disrespect the veterans that died for the country.
Why does everybody forget the veterans? Why does everybody forget that there was blood spilled to defend this, and now they're trying to tear it down? Good point.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next-generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch. Jim, the flagpole guy, is here. Just told me a great story about when people call him, how they talk about the flag. The flag is what they're listening to, and the flag is what they want to fly. You've got a great bond with our listeners, don't you?
Oh, sure, Scott. It's not just any flag. It's the flag you represent.
It's standing up for freedom.
That's what makes America great, is freedom of the individual.
Show that you stand up for the American dream by flying that flag. Call Jim 701-571-FLAG or online at ndflagpoleguy.com.
And thank you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The hour on What's on Your Mind. First text is in from the Wilton C store. Quick stop on the way to Williston, the oil patch, to work for the week. How about that? There you go. Glad to hear it. Now, the only thing is, I love seeing where you're working. I'm not seeing you telling me what you love about Teddy Roosevelt or what most excites you about the Teddy Roosevelt presidential library in the park. Oh, my gosh. So I can't put you in the, I can't put you in the drawing. Okay? The new zip line in Medora is supposed to be really something. I've not tried it yet. So I've got to give that a try. But remember, the videos, what do you love about Teddy Roosevelt? Tell us what you think about the Teddy Roosevelt Presidential Library coming to the Theodore Roosevelt National Park, only one of its kind in the country, and what that could mean to North Dakota. All right? Send the videos. Got to be a video. We want to see you. Want to hear about it. All right, 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. On What's on Your Mind, Marty in Minot has a comment. Go ahead, Marty.
Hey, morning, guys. Love your show.
Thank you.
I heard a story late last week by Dennis Lindahl off of KTOG.
KTGO, yep. Tioga.
KTGO, yes.
Williston, Watford, Sydney, Stanley, absolutely, yep.
These nurses at a hospital in San Francisco were getting all their coronavirus tests returned were positive. So this nurse took a couple of fake tests, wrote some random names on it, sent them in. They came back positive. So she told some fellow nurses about it. They made up 10 more names, sent in 10 more tests, random names just made up. Those came back positive. Wondering if you guys heard about this story.
No, I had not.
Yeah, I think it's just they're trying to inflate the numbers a bit to keep the lockdown going.
And this was, they were in San Francisco?
Yes, sir.
Interesting. I'm just looking to see if I can find anything here. With a quick review, I don't. But I'd like to know more. Like to know more about that.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You too. Check Dennis Lindahl's Twitter page.
All right.
I think
absolutely.
There.
We'll check it out, Marty. Appreciate your
Thanks,
call.
Guys.
Yeah, I mean, if we find anything like that, obviously we're gonna put that out there. I will tell you this: there is zero doubt in my mind that the whole coronavirus hype, if you will, and by that I mean, are there factual concerns about coronavirus? Of course, right? It's a virus that we don't have a vaccine for, that affects people with underlying health conditions viciously. I'm not trying to say anybody that ends up in that realm isn't, in fact, in some measure of trouble and needs to be in our thoughts and prayers. I'm saying that a lot of the hubbub around coronavirus is political. You know, there are people that don't want the threat of coronavirus to go away because they see it as their opportunity to clamp down all kinds of things. And the one bit of data I think that's most important right now is to look at, are there spikes? Well, some cities have reopened. Absolutely. Who are they among? Younger people. Are they in the hospital? No. Are they dying? No. So put it in perspective. Never gets into perspective because it is a weapon. It is a weapon of the left. It is a weapon of the media, but I repeat myself, to try and take out President Trump. That's what it is. Augie in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hello?
With a name like Augie, you go right to the front of the line. I'm just saying.
Okay. I got an appointment here shortly. I'll talk fast. I think we're in a crisis. Destroying those statues, I think the North Dakota National Guard should go pick up Teddy Roosevelt and bring him to North Dakota. That's about all I have to say.
You're saying you go get that New York, that statue in front of the museum in New York.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that,
several good homes for him in North Dakota.
For sure. Appreciate the call. What is really bizarre about all of this is, I don't know, I guess you could look at that statue, and some have, even members of the Roosevelt family, and have said the statue's art that's done in poor taste. Okay? And they say it's poor taste because Teddy's on the horse, and you know, there's an Indian, Native American man to one side, and a black man, supposedly a slave, on the other. Now I look at it and I see three people who like each other. And I see these two people escorting their friend, Teddy Roosevelt. Okay? I don't see anything more than that. Other people see it as, oh, he means they're subservient to him, and okay, that's how you see it. Even if that's how you see it, all right, that was the time they did that. It's history. It's like ripping out Hitler out of the history book because you hate the fact that the man put people in gas chambers. I do too, but it happened. You use it, you study it. They don't think that way, folks. They want it erased. And that's a very, very dark underbelly in the United States of America. And it isn't called out by enough people. But Augie did. Tim Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi, I'd just like to remind everybody, when you buy hand sanitizer and face masks, look where they're made. I've been checking a lot of them, and probably 70% of what I've seen in multiple different stores is made in China. They're the ones that gave us this. I would like everybody to not buy stuff made in China. And if you get the stuff made in Mexico, there's a plus side to that. It smells like tequila. So, yeah, you could pretend you're having a margarita while you're sanitizing your hands.
I like that, Tim. I like that. Good stuff.
That's all I had for today.
All right. Appreciate the call. Thank you, Tim. Appreciate that. Texas says, Scott, what do you think about Washington changing their name? I don't know what you're talking about. If you don't like George Washington and you want Washington, D.C. to change his name, or Washington State, or if you're talking
Redskins.
About the Washington Redskins, possibly,
Redskins,
about this,
I'm guessing.
As well. But nothing would be impossible in this environment. I think the idea of the Redskins, the Indians, the Fighting Sioux, any of these things changing their name, depends on the history of how the name came to be. In the case of UND and Fighting Sioux, it was the elders of the Sioux tribe that said, here you go. And that, by the way, was a South Dakota and a North Dakota tribe doing that. Yet it was decided by some white professors who lived to have people act as though they are victims. Tell them that they are victims, and themselves being all upset about it, that it got changed. But to me, well, the best thing I saw ever on this was the actual polls with Native Americans who say, we're fine with the names. We're fine. Figure that out. More coming up on What's On Your
Mind. It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. He's headed there. Carol, what you got planned?
We have got five tours for 2021. We do still have one tour left in 2020 on August 10th, and that is a magnificent tour, and we have room on that one, and I will be guiding it personally.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Wow. Let's help them build back, because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see, and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free, 701-237-9000, juventours.com, and he'll help you find your family with that map. Juventours and Travel, 237-9000, juventours.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
One of the U.S. cities seeing a big spike in COVID-19 cases is Houston. There, the mayor, Sylvester Turner, is now calling on Texas state Republicans to scrap their plans for an in-person convention in the city later this month. He says it's the only convention still on the schedule in the city that has not been pushed back or revamped its plans.
Hosting a convention, an indoor convention, at this time in the city of Houston is a bad idea.
There's a report that the White House is working on a message that would say the U.S. needs to learn to live with the coronavirus pandemic. The Washington Post reporting that White House officials are hoping, in its words, Americans will grow numb to the escalating death toll and will learn to accept thousands of new cases a day. And this is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Top of the hour, brought to you in part by our friends at the University of Mary. You know, during challenging times, it is important to focus on positive actions we can take now and how these will affect the future. If you've considered going back to school to advance your education and career, now is the time to act. The University of Mary offers online bachelor's and master's degrees in a number of fields, from business to criminal justice and education to healthcare. Finish your degree or begin a new one. University of Mary knows your life. And career experiences are valuable. That's why they offer credit for previous experience. Complete your degree sooner by earning credit for experience you already have. The application fee is waived. How's that for magic? What's on your mind, listener? Waive it. Start today at online.umary.edu/discover more. Somebody called last hour to talk about nurses getting nothing but false positive COVID-19 tests. I dug up one story, and some of this is from PolitiFact, and PolitiFact isn't exactly the best source, but there, I don't see an actual story. I was looking for a story, and evidently the person that posted this story that sort of lit this fire was asked for, some backup or a story that and said it was just a word-of-mouth story from this person's mother. She doesn't lie, but beyond that, there's no proof, he said, in an email, backing up claims. So when they're word of mouth without anything else, that's a little, you got to be careful. There's plenty of facts on COVID without going somewhere where things aren't all that great. We have some breaking news out of Minnesota. Governor Tim Walz has issued a formal written note to members of the legislature saying, we anticipate the governor will issue a proclamation on Friday, July 10th, calling the legislature into session on Monday, July 13th. Okay? Special session 2, I might add. So that's out there right now, and yeah, I don't know about that. The governor didn't provide much leadership the last go-around, and not much happened. So there you go. Do you have any questions for me? I think that'd be easier on this travel log thing. I have my photos here. I could tell you anything, but Chris Larson, our ace producer, if you want to put them in chat for me, Kev, you can just ask me, or Leah, you can just ask me any questions you have about the trip. I had a fair amount of people say, please talk about this on the radio. Now, I guess what I can tell you is that after PetroServe USA on Thursday, my wife and I headed down to Rapid City. We went right to Custer State Park. Custer State Park. We got there. There was a reception, probably 100, 150 people there. Donald Trump Jr., Kimberly Guilfoyle, Secretary of the Interior, Jack Brewer, Charlie Kirk were probably the most famous folks there. Hicks, Tommy Hicks Jr. was there, who was co-chair of the Republican Party, big developer. And it was a little, you know, just a formal, informal sort of reception. They got up and talked a little bit and did a few questions and whatnot. So that was Thursday. What's your question, Kev?
Well, the one thing I saw was, obviously, you know, protests are expected. I heard a couple of cars got put across the road and the wheels taken off them. But did you see much of anything as far as numbers for protesters?
I saw no protesters. Zippo.
What I thought.
Now, I understand also that there were protesters that did take three vans and blocked the road, and then they removed the tires and the wheels off of that, so that made it tougher to move them, and it did force some of the traffic to have to go a different direction for a short time, but they figured it out. They brought us up to Mount Rushmore on buses and went some back way. I wasn't real familiar with the way they were going, but got us there just fine.
Yeah. Excellent.
Yep. So that was A-okay.
I wonder who thinks that that's going to stop anything.
Right.
You know?
And if you have any other questions about the trip and who we talked to and the things we did, they're certainly welcome to tell you anything. The highlight was definitely Mount Rushmore. Thursday night was nice. It was fun. We had a dinner and a reception with a lot of folks. Sat next to Jack Brewer. Really enjoyed that. Just a ton. Give you an idea of the kind of people in the room, for instance. So Jack Brewer sitting next to me. A fellow by the name of Gentry comes back and sits next to Jack Brewer and I. Hey, Jack, the governor wants to talk to you. Will you mind switching seats with me? And you can go up to my table and sit next to the governor and chat with her. So he did, and Jack Brewer was on fire. He was just incredible.
Oh, he's an impressive guy.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I liked him a lot.
He's phenomenal. He spoke both Friday night at our rally and, Friday afternoon, 4 o'clock at the rally, and also Thursday night at the events with the reception and the thing. So they swap seats. So then I'm sitting next to Gentry, and Gentry says, what do you do? And I say, what do you do? And, you know, just your typical kind of small talk. And he's a hedge fund guy, okay? He's largely left that world to just go and literally talk to people about Donald Trump and the difference he's made and raising money for them. So this guy's got gazillions of dollars, and he's going out and asking other people gazillions of dollars to donate, right? So I said, well, one thing I was curious about, like when you invest in a hedge fund kind of way, you're going into a business. Do you ever like also want to turn the wrenches a little bit in that business, or do you just, you know, invest the money and what will be will be? He said, well, normally we just invest the money, but he said there's a couple now I'm really pretty excited about. And he starts telling me about a clinic in Austria, in Vienna, Austria, that is curing cancer. That people are coming there with cancer, late stage cancer, and ultimately are cured. And, that people are going. There's also telling me about how the FDA is way too slow on all these things here in the U.S., which I've heard before from people. But, you know, you're like, wow, this guy's got a clinic that cures cancer. That's interesting, you know, just another day at a Trump event, you know. Glenn Owen, North Dakota. Glenn Allen, rather, North Dakota. It says here Glenn Owen, but I know it's Glenn Allen. And a call. Go ahead, sir. Ma'am, you're up.
Yeah, I went to visit my wife in the hospital at Sanford and Bismarck last night, and they demanded my driver's license before I could go up to the room to see her.
Is that something new that they're doing now?
I guess it's new. They just started it. But who are they to demand my driver's license? You know, and are they ready for the liability of that?
Yeah, the only thing I'm thinking is if, so my wife was in the hospital and I went to see her and they wanted to make sure that I was who I said I was so that I could go see her, not just somebody who wanted to sneak in or,
no, they
you know,
wanted to keep it there while I was up there and they would give it back to someone like I'm now.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that's been done other places too. That has to happen at the U.S. House. I guess it's so you'll come back, right? I don't know. I would guess it's about security.
Why should I trust them with my wife?
Well,
really, yeah. I mean, I can show my ID any day of the life, any day of the year. But why do I have to give him a driver's license to go see my wife?
And again, I would guess, we can ask. We certainly will ask the folks at Sanford. You were Bismarck, you said, right?
Yep.
We can certainly ask and check into the protocols there a little bit. I'm happy to do that for you. As I say, I do that when I go to the U.S. Capitol.
Well,
I've done it before.
But these guys are messing with all kinds of people's ID and very informal and right there in the desk. I mean, are they ready to pay the liability if something happens?
To steal your ID or something? Yeah. I think if I were you, all I'm saying, if I were you, I would worry more about them healing my wife and getting her home than about the concern of somebody looking at your driver's license. I like how you take your privacy seriously, and that's great, but I can see the reason they're doing this, but we'll find out. We'll find out and ask for sure. But I appreciate you sharing the concern. Killdeer is next. And Arthur, what's on your mind, Arthur?
Hi, good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Yeah, hey, I'm kind of passionate about trying to raise money for the Republican Party, the House, the Senate, and for Trump. And I just think that when we're on the radio, so many North Dakotans, they like to talk about politics, but they just plain don't donate. And I'm just here to urge people to do that. And because we're just kind of outnumbered. Our vote up here will be canceled by inner city people in Chicago or California. It's just very important.
It definitely is, and whether we like it or not, money is the honey milk, or whatever they call it, milk's honey of politics, right? It just is something very necessary, and the left always raises more. They have giant sums of money from, you know, all kinds of nefarious characters that want to transform America, and they know that's the team to do it. So they spend a lot of money doing it. So we're up against that, and I think, you know, you got to get in the arena. And whether you get in the arena writing a check to say, I'm going to do what I can, I know a lot of business people that right now are as scared as they've ever been about what America would look like if Trump lost. So they see Trump as making progress on all the things that have held us back and see what the possibility of him losing the presidency would be and what that would mean to their business. And, you know, they're motivated to donate now. That's a good thing. So, Arthur, stay on it. I think you're on a good mission there. I really do. Trevor in North Dakota, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead. Hi, Trevor. You're up on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
So I got a quick question for you. I don't shame anybody for wearing a mask. If you want to wear a mask, make it feel good, fine. But this whole piece of paper or piece of cloth you're putting on your face, because they say we have to wear a face covering, you have a hard time convincing an old military guy who, after going through all the decon procedures we always went through and knowing how gas masks work and different filters for different gases, and if you're not wearing an N95 or higher or a full-face gas mask with HEPA filters on it, that little face covering or that piece of paper on your face isn't doing anything, because you're not going to stop any particle less than 4 or 5 microns. This virus is less than 1 micron. So it's going in and out of that mask at will. And just because you think you're protecting somebody, you're really not, because it's still going in and out at will. And I think you're actually doing worse for yourself, because your body's trying to get rid of things all the time. And you're just keeping it inside that mask and sucking right back in when your body's trying to get rid of.
Yeah, and I've heard that before, that it can be counterproductive. Somebody also sent me a product label from a box of masks, and it says, this is an ear loop mask. It's not a respirator, and it will not provide any protection against coronavirus or other viruses or contaminants. So why not buy it again?
If you are concerned about an elderly loved one who may be in need of long-term care, Northland Pace Senior Care Services could be the perfect alternative. Northland PACE is a Medicare and Medicaid-approved program that promotes independence through the coordination of all health services. That allows participants to continue living safely and with dignity at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit them online at northlandpace.com. That's northlandpace.com. It's the care you want for the people you love.
Hometown cooking. Nothing like it.
And you know what? It's waiting for you now at a PetroServe USA location near you. That's right. They're open and serving great grab-and-go homemade food. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. And great food, like the 4-for-4 special every day, a hot stuff personal pan pizza, two of the best cookies in town, and a 20-ounce drink, yours, for just $4. 4-for-4. Come on in to PetroServe USA. Ethanol brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markegaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family in Spiritwood. What if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone, and they're very good paying jobs. So those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is for all you sophisticated ladies out there.
Loving before the top of the hour, something big is coming. The Teddy Roosevelt Presidential Library in North Dakota. First of its kind here. First of its kind anywhere, in that the Presidential Library will be inside the Theodore Roosevelt National Park. We have some prizes to give away today. If you answer a couple of questions via video, show us where you're at, show us where you're working, what you're doing, and answer the question, what do you love about Teddy Roosevelt? And what will having the Teddy Roosevelt Presidential Library mean to you, mean to the state? Here's one of the submissions so far. I like this. Listen close. You can hear the birds chirping. Something else is making some noise, too. Listen to this, Kev. Nice and loud.
He left us a legacy that we could tell our children about and teach them that this is an American hero, and we can emulate this person. And I'm looking forward to the library being in North Dakota because it creates a world-class destination along with this national park, and the musical and all the things in the Badlands to enjoy. And I'm looking forward to telling that to family and my own relatives close by, making it a destination.
Thank you for sharing. That is fabulous. Was it grasshoppers or wasn't birds? I think it might have been grasshoppers.
Oh, might have been.
Did you hear it?
Yeah, I did.
Make you want to go outdoors.
Peaceful, yes.
Exactly right. They have a little memorial in their land for Teddy Roosevelt. Is that any good or what? Tell you what's good. Lunch today, PetroServe USA. We're coming to you from the PetroServe USA studios. And on tap today in Harwood is the meatball dinner. Have you ever had a bad meatball? I've never had a bad meatball.
Not really, no.
But they make, I don't know, the recipe they have is home cooking. It's grab-and-go convenience, the meatball dinner at Harwood, I-29, Harwood exit, today at PetroServe USA. Valley City, a hot beef sandwich or the chicken pot pie, your choice, exit 292 off 94. 12th Avenue and I-29 Fargo. Cheesy scalloped potatoes, another location of PetroServe USA. In West Fargo, the country fried steak. Just keep going west on West Main Avenue. You'll find PetroServe USA right there. Stock up on 2-for-11 Pizza Corner Pizzas. That's right. Pizza Corner Pizzas, 2-for-11. The 5-ounce bag of giant seeds, only $1.29. The 2-for-1 salted nut rolls. I bought two the other day, forgot about one I bought, and then found it on the way back from Rapid City. You don't think I was in heaven?
Oh,
look at that! That's like winning the lotto right there. You forget you had one tucked away in the little cubby there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Another question, and we'll go to these calls here. Another question from listener. Can you describe your feelings as the Mount Rushmore event went on and then the fireworks for the first time in a long time? Well, the whole thing was phenomenal. It really was. And it was one of those pinch-yourself moments. I have to say, I think the thing that really rocked me was the Blue Angels. The Blue Angels very early on. But it was fun also. Air Force One is flying over Mount Rushmore. How often are you under Mount Rushmore and you're watching the presidents?
It was terribly racist and divisive, Scott. Apparently you didn't see that.
Teddy Roosevelt, Abe Lincoln, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, there they are.
Evil, evil men.
And so I have a reverence for that in and of itself. Then the president's there and his family's there and,
Exactly.
Literally, we were so close to President Melania. My wife was, she was the cheering section. When it would get quiet, she'd say something and, the only awkward time came when it was a little quiet at the introductions. This is before the president and first lady are there, but some of the other dignitaries are coming, right? Like Eric Trump and his wife and others. Mike Rounds, senator from South Dakota. John Thune, senator from South Dakota. They come out to tepid response, sit down. When it gets quiet, somebody in the crowd says, "Where you been, senators?" Just like that. Mike Rounds turned and waved and smiled. I don't think he knew exactly what was being said. John Thune just stared straight ahead. So that was kind of interesting.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Did you see the fine lieutenant governor of the state of Minnesota and her interpretation of that that event?
No, what'd she say?
Oh, it was the lovely Ms. Flanagan. Completely just all bad. It was very... those men were land barons and they were evil and they
shut up. Get off my radio.
Yeah.
Just shut up. I don't even want to hear it.
Oh yeah, Lieutenant Governor.
That kind of nonsense. I'm turning off. I don't even want to hear it. It's not even like literally legitimate discussion debate.
It's just unreal.
It's just wokeness. It makes no sense.
What's wrong with me?
I don't even know what wokeness is, but I have fun saying it. Rob in Judd has a question here. Go ahead, Rob. What's on your mind?
Hey Scott, I'm kind of torqued with the Native Americans on the Dakota Pipeline wanted to get it out of here. I'm sure the reservation has gotten paid pretty well for that, and now they want to go back and say, no, we don't want it.
Yeah, they haven't stopped, and I do think, given the dialogue that has been undertaken by Governor Burgum, Lieutenant Governor Sanford. I should call Scott Davis about this too and see if he would agree with me or not. But I just think the neighborly thing to do and the way to sort of set down the thwart from all of this is to say we're dropping this, we're done. Okay, we won, but we're done because they're not going to win in the end. Even if you shut the thing down, you're going to have an EIS statement. It's already been basically done anyway. Best. environmental impact statements the last 3 years. Stay tuned, Rob. We're going to talk to Rod and ask about that coming up. Matt in Fargo had an ID story as well. Matt, did you sympathize with that caller from earlier?
Well, I think it's a two-edged sword there, but I think the primary purpose for doing the driver's license check at the hospital is for contact tracing.
Interesting. Hang on, man.
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga is a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.